Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. I hope you're wearing green today on the off chance you come within pinching distance of any other people today. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont.
But don't come within pinching distance of people.
Well, if you live with people, it may happen. So there is that. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry, obviously. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello. I'm just going to be careful on this show that I don't cough with my, apparently I cough with a British accent, so you can look out for that one.
All right. Well, we will try not to record that today. Also with me, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hi, I'd be a happy person. Or is that Scottish? I forget.
Oh my God. I don't even know what that was.
I have no idea what's happening right now. Apparently it's going to be that kind of show, kids. And you'd think people who generally work from home would not be stir crazy already. And yet here we are. John, I actually wanted to start with you on something that you wrote up in Particle Debris about the official, obviously this is official because it's one person's opinion, the official verdict on the Apple TV Plus subscription service.
Yeah, this article touched a nerve with me. This is from GQ, and the title is, "Has Apple TV Plus Produced Anything Worth Subscribing For or Subscribing To?" by Max Sia. And it touched a nerve with me because I've been feeling sort of an ennui about some of Apple's secondary TV shows that have come online. Mm-hmm. Amazing Stories left me flat, which we'll talk about more on Background Mode. Mm-hmm. M. Night Shyamalan's series, The Servant kind of left me, I don't know, feeling kind of blah. The Banker didn't appeal to me. Never did get interested in C. Had fun with The Morning Show and Dickinson, and then it kind of went downhill for me from there. Mm-hmm. And this article at GQ kind of summarizes all my thoughts about this and says, you know, is this really worth $4.95 a month? And why is it that we feel so flat, that we don't feel so inspired and turned on like we do with some of Disney's things, like, you know, The Rise of Luke Skywalker and Mandalorian and Frozen 2, and, you know, stuff that we can get really enthusiastic about.
Princesses.
Cranks us up.
Well, yeah, I mean,
heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't take the ninth movie of a well-publicized, culturally impactful saga and compare it to Apple had an idea to give M. Night Shyamalan a TV series. I don't think those are quite the same. So, I would posit that those are different things.
So, still, the stuff is not lighting me up.
No. But I think John, obviously, as ever, raises a lot of good points, and basically I agree with him, and I think there's been multiple shows where John and I have, we said this at the beginning, and nothing we've seen on Apple TV Plus has really changed our opinion, right?
Right.
But what I think is interesting now, and we don't really want to go too much into the talking about the current coronavirus pandemic and so on, but one of the effects of that is we've seen production on a whole host of TV and films, including Apple TV content, stop. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't matter so much if you're Netflix and you're not recording a new original series.
Right.
Because you're Netflix and you've got everything else on there. Mm-hmm. And someone will find something else. Same is true with Amazon Prime Video. It really, really, really matters if you're Apple and you've got lots of people signed up and they watch for free, you know, watch The Morning Show or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly they realize there's nothing else there. And frankly, they're like, weren't I come to pay for this? What is the point?
Mm-hmm. And this is going to affect in the fall. It's going to affect people's attitudes about signing up for those who got the service for free.
Month 13.
Totally agree.
That's a metric that Kelly has been reminding us about often. The key metric will be to see what percent of those people who had a device that qualified and got Apple TV Plus for free are going to actually turn around and now pay for it. And this is not 100%. A good sign.
Anything now. The magic number is month 13. That's I've said that forever. That and then what? You know, like we talked about before, with if Apple doesn't have a back catalog and all they have is original stuff and most people's assessment of that stuff is fair to middling, then you know, like, if you're not giving me a steady diet of Snoopy in space, right, then how much other...
Which is great, by the way. People right. should watch that.
Yeah, that is...
Yes, good. Absolutely.
I've enjoyed that.
But
we're all adults, by the way, just to clarify.
Oh, well, speak for yourself. The thing is, it's... Like, Snoopy in space is great, but, you know, it's... I don't remember how many episodes, but it's not, you know, hundreds. It's a few. And that's part of the issue. You know, each of these, even if you love it, is a short season. It's not like, oh, all 11 seasons of, you know, some TV show from the 80s is also here. And, you know, you can sample through a bunch of those or anything like that. Or even just being able to go back to something that you may have enjoyed, you know, tried and true. When, you know, like, maybe I want to, now that I'm under, you know, enforced homestay, maybe it's time to go back and rewatch Magnum P.I. or Miami Vice or, you know, any of those kinds
Brooklyn
of things.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. Maybe
I'm
it's time to start
through Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Maybe it's time to start watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I'm watching Stargate. I'm in the ninth year of 10.
Ooh. Yeah.
Stargate
nice.
Stargate SG-1, the original series.
But before we sort of disappear into our slightly stir crazy, talk to us about TV, which yes. is nice. The point really here is we've all named a load of different things that mm-hmm. we're watching on services that did not make the stuff we're watching.
Right.
And that, look, it was always a risky strategy from Apple. It
yes.
always was. It was bold. It was brave. It sort of made sense,
mm-hmm.
but it was risky. And like with so many things, this outbreak and the consequences, you know, it doesn't really matter in reality that TV shows are not being made, but mm-hmm. we know we're in the business of discussing technology and media and so on. And the impact of this outbreak is in that industry has really exposed an unforeseen flaw in what happens in Apple's strategy, i.e. if you cannot make new stuff, what happens? We've already talked about, I think there's been months where I've written stories and we've discussed it on the show saying there's no new content on Apple TV Plus again.
Mm-hmm.
This is an even bigger problem.
There's another right. downside, Charlotte, that I just thought of. And that is when you've got a rich catalog, as you mentioned, you know, things like Magnum P.I. and Miami Vice. When you've got a rich catalog of back shows, people who are trying
and also
to
good shows.
Cheer themselves up have a rich selection of things to, you know, kind of lift their spirits and have a lot of choices. Whereas with an Apple situation with a lot of maybe perhaps the shows that were thought to be high quality but weren't that exciting, or left the viewers feeling flat, or doesn't attract them.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a double whammy against Apple, because you're not going to go to Apple TV Plus to, you know, take your mind off things.
There isn't much feel good stuff on there. There's some good stuff. I mean, the only feel good. So Dickinson is funny. Snoopy in space is funny and sweet.
Yeah, except when Emily Dickinson gets into the carriage with Death.
Yeah, yes, that's a good point. Yes, that's... Whoops. That's still quite fun, though, with rapping. But, you know, you're right, there isn't much feel-good content. Now, I appreciate people are having a bit of a dark sense of humour at the moment. I think Pandemic is one of the most trending films mm-hmm. on Netflix, and as I reported yesterday, REM's It's the End of the World as We Know It is now in the iTunes top 100.
Yes.
But look, joking aside, I think, you know, people do want a variety of stuff. They want the big blockbuster serious stuff, and they want whatever's going on, really. They want lighthearted fun stuff, and that is definitely a gap in Apple's offering at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think part of the production stoppage that we're talking about, where you know, everyone is sort of stuck working from home and, you know, in social isolation, like there's only so much TV, you know, viewable material, TV and movies that you can produce when that's the state of the world. And because basically like everything or close to everything that was filming something scripted is currently locked down and, you know, on pause, then, you know, that may just accelerate this content hole that, you know, between Apple not having the capability to put out new stuff and you know, on top of like not having anything scheduled right now, there's going to be another gap depending how long they end up without it. And when you add that to everybody who's sitting home looking for something to watch and they continue to skip over whatever's on Apple TV Plus because like there's nothing there for me, then I feel like both of those things are going to make a big difference in that month 13 number that I keep talking about.
Let me pose a question to both of you.
Yes.
I'd be interested to hear your response. Can you imagine a scenario in which Apple throws in the towel and says, well, we had a grand experiment, and after 2 years, we're going to terminate Apple TV Plus as something that just didn't work out for us?
What do you think, Charlotte?
So I was sitting quietly for a minute because, which I appreciate is a rare thing for me. But so Apple is, should we describe it as a proud company? It's not one for massively backtracking. It tends to take the policy, eventually everyone will agree that we were right and the whole army was out of step, not us.
Yes.
Now, in this field, they may well have got it wrong. They may well have got it wrong because what I think they've forgotten is, now correct me both if I'm wrong, but every big streaming service that we know, particularly Netflix, but others as well, started by having a back catalogue and then moved into original content.
Yes.
And Apple stepped out, missed out that step. So that, and yeah, so it's left them short. Look, whichever way we spin this, and I think, so yes, I think they could go, uh-oh, we've got this the wrong way around.
Oh.
I think they might.
But what do you think their move will be?
I'm not sure if they'll ever do anything externally. I think they'll try and keep Apple TV Plus for free for as many, you know, I think with the next iPhone release. I think that they'll want to keep it going for free for as long as possible. Maybe they'll try and do a way of saying, because there was a break, we're going to extend the free period for people who had that year. And suddenly you find you've got 15, 16, 17, 18 months free. Instead of the initial 12. I think they're going to try and keep the show. Look, you imagine with Apple, they'll try and keep the show on the road as much as they can, right?
Yeah. But I think my assessment on this, John, to answer your question, is I think that if nothing else, what they will do is continue to offer TV Plus, because what is TV Plus? Say it with me, everybody. Service. And Apple is really, really deeply in love with services right now. They're that big heart eye emoji for services. So in order to continue to make it a viable service, I think they'll make a deal with somebody and get some catalog content in there that they did not make. I don't think it will be a ton, or maybe they will offer some sort of relationship to the iTunes store, like, you know, sort of like the Audible model, where you get like one free movie a month or something like, you know, or a couple of episodes of television a month, you get some sort of credit in the iTunes store that you can use for a movie or a TV show as long as you have TV Plus, just so that they can keep people subscribed, because again, services. And so I think that they will continue to do it, and maybe they will just pause on.
Yeah, but if the capture rate, original stuff, which you're so fond of talking about, is 10% in November or December, Apple could look at it and say, well, you know, we spent $6 billion and our return on investment was miserable. Are we going to continue throwing good money after bad?
Well, but I think if it's a service, and if it's something, you know, because I mean, we know services are what they love most right now. And if they can find a way to pick up some back catalog that isn't out there now that people can get their hands on that would augment that, maybe it would be something appealing to them, because it would certainly be less than they're spending on original content.
Right, but also remember, the original content's already signed up for multiple series.
Right.
Yeah. Contracts.
Mm-hmm. So that they're slightly in a bind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I think they will augment what you've got now.
Yeah.
So that people will stick around and see, like, oh, season two of The Morning Show is fantastic, or the second series of Dickinson is really something, or, you know, whatever else it is that they've got that they've committed multiple seasons to that we haven't seen yet, like C. So I think there may be something to that, depending on what sort of content deals they can make, because honestly, the issue right now would be what is available for them to pick up and add to their catalog that isn't already snapped up by some other service.
Maybe they have to shift away from thinking that they want to do only award-winning content and maybe think about more rock and roll content.
Rock and roll wins awards, John.
Rock and roll euphemistically.
Rock and roll wins awards. Stay tuned for the John and Kelly podcast where Kelly convinces John that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is not made up.
Anyway. You know what I mean.
I don't know. I think probably the strategy made sense when inside Apple at sure. the time. I think this is an unforeseen set of circumstances that has really exposed the vulnerability of the strategy. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that no one kind of scheduling, you know, working through the risk assessment of what they were doing of the strategy could have gone, but what happens if the world comes to a halt for 4 months?
Right.
I get that. But there was always some things that could expose the problem of original content only. Mm-hmm. And this is a very extreme example of what has happened.
Yeah. But I think this will accelerate the thing that we may already have seen coming. And I didn't want it to fail. It's not like I wanted it to fail, and it's not like I wanted it to succeed. I just sort of wanted to see what they would do, because it was different than what any of the other streaming services had done.
I think the circumstances that Apple has found itself in should prompt a bit of a rethink.
Yes.
I'm not sure it will.
That too. I agree with you completely.
I mean, I appreciate Tim Cook is not Steve Jobs, right? I appreciate Tim, like, in terms of the stubbornness and the... Mm-hmm. Everyone else is wrong. Eventually, you'll all see how right I am.
Yes.
Like, he has got a different worldview. Now, mm-hmm. some people don't like that, but that's a different show.
Right.
Please don't send me your emails. I know.
No, they're different. But, like, for good or ill, they're not the same person. I mean, you can't dispute exactly. that part. So, yeah.
Like, eventually, you know, Tim, eventually under Tim Cook, iTunes finally disappeared, right? Mm-hmm. Like...
Hallelujah, by the way.
No, right, not for those of us on Mojave.
Well, that's true. Well, but the end is nigh, John.
Fall.
Yeah.
That's your own fault.
Yes. The end is nigh, and you can hasten its demise at your convenience. So, you know, but, there you go.
He's not scared of walking back on things that seem set in stone.
Right. And that's good. And I'm curious in this case what that move will be. I hope that it's a content thing, because I do think there's value in what Apple's doing, and I want to see more of that. But I don't know that they can continue. I don't know that it's sustainable if they continue at it the way they are now, is what I'm saying.
Depends on how they do the accounting.
Yeah.
If the accounting is done one way, they could show a serious loss in their services. Mm-hmm. growth, and it would be a bad thing during the quarterly earnings report to show such a drop in earnings.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the magic of accounting, I guess. I guess we'll find out soon exactly how that's going to go. I want to thank both of you for being here today. First, I want to let our listeners know that if you have opinions on TV Plus, if there's shows that you've liked or shows that you haven't, if you think Apple should get out of this business, if you think they should double down, you can get us via email at observations@macobserver.com. You can catch us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. Thanks both of you for being here today. John, thank you so much for coming by.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And Charlotte, thank you as always for being here with me.
Always a pleasure. Bye, John.
Bye. Cough in the British accent for me one more time.
Go away, John.
I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will hopefully talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.